92.9 Dave FM and the Indigo Girls and one of the greatest songs ever, Closer to Fine. And I say that right in front of Emily Saylors. So nice to see you.
Nice to see you, too.
Do you understand that I've been on the air for months begging you to come on with me?
Well, my sister called me up. She's like, I was just listening to Dave FM, and she's talking about you. And I'm like, really? So I called Russell, our manager. I'm like, I'll go talk to her.
Well,
yeah.
Thank you so much, because I've seen you all over town. For off the mic, we were just talking about all of our favorite restaurants.
In Atlanta.
And, of course, number one, Watershed.
Watershed Indicator, 406 West Ponce de Leon Avenue.
Best restaurant ever. I mean, fried chicken night. Come on now.
It's good.
But we were talking about Rathbuns and MF Sushi.
Bones.
Aria. can we make plans and have dinner?
Yes, we can.
Okay, good.
I'd love to.
All right.
We're both foodies now.
I'd love that.
Yeah.
Okay, biggest thing we got to talk about is your new record, Despite Our Differences. I got an advance copy. Emily, it's wonderful.
Thanks. We feel really good about it. I think it's a fresh, a sort of in-your-sound phase for us, and a return to our early energy, and I feel good about the songs, and it was a lot of fun making it. We were out in Santa Monica, California for about a month and a half doing that with Mitchell Froom. And it's always good to have a new record out, you know, to have new songs.
Well, I know you switched record labels.
Yep, we're now with Hollywood Records after being with Epic for many, many years.
And one thing that I really loved was on Pink's record, you and Amy were on there on her song, Dear Mr. President.
Yep.
And she went ahead and helped you out on your new record.
Yep, she sang on a song that Amy wrote called Rock and Roll Heaven's Gate. She just came into the studio and blew us away. Amy just like wrote the lyrics down for her. She's so powerful. She stands like 5 feet off the mic. She's got a great personality, just what you'd imagine. Just a really cool woman. And we were thrilled, you know, because we're fans.
And how did that come about? I think I know, maybe, I remember reading once that she was so inspired by the song Kid Fears and used to sing the backup part, wanting to be a singer. Did
right.
she talk to you about that?
She did. She lived in Atlanta for a while, too, for like 4 years, and she grew up singing harmony and liked our music and sang harmony parts to our music. So we found that out. I was like, really? Because I wouldn't have thought that necessarily, but she's a great harmony singer, and so she sort of cut some of her musical teeth on our music, which is cool.
The real question is, Emily, have you gotten down to get this party started?
I love that song.
I knew you would. How could you not?
I'm like a popster at heart, you know? What a great beat and what a great vibe.
Well, how could you not? Because that's just ear candy. Now, I want to talk about eye candy, and that is the book festival.
Right.
Okay. Decatur Book Festival, I know you're a big part of that, and you're so active in the community in Decatur. And, you know, I think the people there are really, really proud of that and to have you as a representative of that.
Well, I love Decatur, you know. It's a very progressive and interesting and eclectic community. It's growing. It's just a great place to be. And now this is the first annual Book Fest in Decatur. So everybody's really buzzed about it and excited. My dad and I wrote a book together last year. And so we're participating in the Book Fest we're going to do a couple songs together. Indigo Girl song. He's going to become an Indigo Boy.
Nice.
And then he writes church music, so I'm going to sing one of his church pieces. So we'll show the crossover between the secular and the sacred, father-daughter, and then read some passages from our book, which is about that, which is about music and spirituality and crossover and like a father-daughter conversation.
That is really, I'm getting a little chills with that.
It's going to be cool.
Yeah.
Dad and I will be on at 12:30 at Eddie's Attic on this Saturday, September 2nd.
Okay, for the Decatur Book Festival, and we're on with Emily Saylors. And I know there's a store I want to mention called Little Shop of Stories, which is a children's bookstore in Decatur, and they're doing a lot of children's events tied in with the weekend. And I think if you're not doing anything this weekend and you have kids, that is one great thing about Decatur, having a baby myself, it's like you're looking for stuff to do, and that is a great thing to do.
It's very family friendly. And you know, my mom was in the public library system in Atlanta for many years, a children's librarian. And we grew up, you know, being read to and know the importance of books in our lives. And I just think it's so cool that my community is going to show off the people who are living in the community or have an affiliation with the South who are writing and thinking and creating. And everybody's welcome. And it's free. So it's a beauty.
Well, we definitely are excited about that. And not only are we excited about that, I know you're doing two shows tonight and tomorrow night at Eddie's Attic.
Yep. They're both benefit shows. Tonight we're going to be raising money for a musician from the community who had some medical issues. And it's going to be fun. A great lineup with Trina and Tommy from 3-5 Human, Sandra McCracken, you know, just a bunch of different people. And Amy and I are going to play, of course. And then tomorrow night, for the Georgia Network to End Sexual Assault. We're going to do a benefit for them.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah. And then I know the record comes out the 21st?
19th.
The 19th, okay. And then after that, you're doing two shows at the Tabernacle.
October 5th and 6th, which will be great.
Okay.
It's small and it's going to be high energy and we're going to be with a full band.
Wow.
Yep. So people get to hear the songs as they were recorded, you know, with the, because the drummer who played on the record and the bass player and the keyboard player will all be with us for that night, for those nights.
Fantastic. Well, don't be surprised if I'm holding up a sign saying, are we having dinner, Emily?
Do you need tickets to the show, Mara?
I do, Emily
Sailors.
Well,
I'll hook you up.
Okay. I think I have a new BFF. What do you think?
Totally.
Yep. Okay, good. Emily, so nice to meet you. This is really a treat for me. I mean, really, I am not. If you're listening, you know I've been saying on the air, I know your sister heard it, but I've said it several times. I'm like, Emily, you live here. You need to come on my show. So I hope this is the first of many meetings. And you are a true gem for Decatur and the Atlanta area. And I know everybody is so proud to be a fan of yours. And we're all looking forward to the new record. And I've heard it. It's magnificent.
Well, thanks. Well, after it comes out, we'll have dinner at Watershed.
Done.
And we appreciate Dave FM and your support. We really do, because, you know, we're a couple of old gals. We've been around a long time, and we're both feeling very grateful to still have a career and have the support people like y'all provide us.
So. Is that not the best?
So thanks.
God, I love you. I mean, I loved you before, but now I'm really going to start welling up. Okay. Live with Emily Sailors, it's 92.9 Dave FM. Thanks so much.
Thank you.